Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're going to be talking to Alistair Anderson. In fact, that is who we are talking to first up on the show today. Is our regular cultural correspondent, and he talks to us about what is going on in and around our beautiful country in the next while. So it's always good to have Alistair on. Alistair, welcome to the show.
Hi, Benji. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you. Alistair, a lot of excitement amongst a certain subsect of the population in the last couple of weeks because Green Day and Offspring are coming to play next year in South Africa for the first time.
Yeah, so it'll be the Offspring's second time. The first time they came was 2004, so literally 20 years ago. And then Green Day is coming, I suppose it's 30 years after their success with Dookie, which was their debut album, which kind of invented pop punk. So it's been very well received, the news. It's part of the Calabash Festival, which is a new festival that's taking place at Soccer City in Joburg and then in Cape Town at the DHL Stadium. And I can tell you that Golden Circle's basically already sold out at both concerts.
Interesting. Okay, so that is that is what's going on. If I'm not mistaken, I actually remember being at school when Offspring came out for the first time, as you say, and it was actually on Yom Kippur, and there were a lot of kids who had to like make big decisions about whether we're going to go to shul or go to Offspring. I see that there's a bit of a local lineup as well for this.
Yeah, so Focal Felicica is also going to feature. It's another kind of, I suppose they're becoming a bit of a classic act now because they've been going since about 2005, maybe even longer. And expect maybe a couple of other South African bands to hit the lineup. I think it's going to be a great concert. It's in January, the Joburg gig being on a Sunday, Cape Town on the Saturday. And yeah, just expect, you know, a really good production. Calabash took place last year, but later in the year, and they had Maroon 5. And they had Keen here, and that was very well received. So I think it's good that, you know, these really quality stadia are being used for big events like this. It's pleasing, especially while Joburg doesn't have a proper other stadium venue. You know, the dome is gone, so at least Soccer City is getting some use again.
I mean, it's interesting, as you say, there's Maroon 5. We've also seen a few of the old boy bands coming back. I wouldn't say these are necessarily top-tier acts. I mean, they are good acts, obviously, but they're not, I guess, the flavor of the month. They're kind of established. Is South Africa maybe becoming a destination for bands that were big 20 years ago and have still got a following but have never managed to follow up on it here in terms of their fan base?
Well, I think what's happened, and it's been like this for a few years, is that bands really come in when they need cash because it's quite an endeavor for them to come, you know, to Africa. They often try and do something while they're here. Green Day is launching, or they've just released a new album, so that's part of this tour. I think Offspring, as said, it's, you know, like a nostalgia act. I mean, we've got OMD coming here in April. You know, they're taking a lot longer than 50 years to come. But, you know, exactly. We are a little bit, you know, kind of at the bottom of the list when it comes to live music, unfortunately. You know, we had a really good run just after apartheid in, like, the late 90s. But, yeah, it just seems nowadays that it's a bit tough. But hopefully we can get things going again and get some of the newer acts to, you know, the sort of top-level acts to come. I mean, you know, there was talk during the pandemic that Taylor Swift was going to come and play Soccer City. Apparently that was almost signed, and then the pandemic happened. So it's, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, you must also remember, when you bring a big act like this, you have to pay a deposit, and then you have to kind of guarantee that you're going to be able to sell enough tickets to cover that deposit, and that's tough. And also just with the strength of the rand versus the dollar, that's another factor. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but I can promise you that promoters are really doing their best to bring interesting acts to SA.
Now, you can still get down to Cape Town for the next couple of weeks until it becomes, you know, back to the Cape Townians and appalling winter conditions and basically no one wants to be there. But there are still a sort of couple of weeks left in autumn where it is a pleasant place. And so there is some stuff going on in Cape Town at the moment of a different variety of things. Tell us what you can do if you're heading down to Cape Town.
So recently we found that, you know, Growthpoint, it's a big property company that owns half of the V&A. They were talking about how the V&A waterfront has just been excelling. Last year, it had record numbers of visitors. And it's because of things like the Cape Wheel, which is getting popular again. I've been reading about, you know, that saying, is it worth it? So that's a little bit like South Africa's version of the London Eye. That's at the V&A. There's a new play by Sylvain Strike that's directed by Sylvain Strike with Spring Awakening that's starting this week at the Theatre on the Bay in Camps Bay. And there's also like a jolly pirate ship you can go on. So there are a lot of events in Cape Town. I think, as we know, it's a good time of year for Cape Town weather-wise. School holidays are around now, so a lot of people are out there this week and this weekend to, you know, just enjoy things with their family.
Now, coming up this weekend, obviously Easter weekend, traditional amongst the rugby playing schools, that there is the St. John's Rugby Schools Festival. That's they have all of the big rugby schools that play. What is that looking like this year?
Yeah, so if I'm not mistaken, it starts on Thursday, and then it obviously runs over Good Friday, you know, Easter, and then Easter Monday. Always very popular. They just had the Saints one this past weekend, the Saints Rugby Fest. So yeah, you get to see the top schools taking part. It's often a lot of old boys who go, but it's, I think, because of just the fervor for rugby in South Africa, it's getting more and more popular with the public. You know, and it's an opportunity to see like young rugby players. And again, if you're a kid who wants to be like a rugby player and you're older, you get to see that. So, you know, we had Chasing the Sun season 2. It's just been screened on Mnet as a whole documentary about the World Cup and how they won the World Cup again. So yeah, I think it'll be it's a fun event. It's a wholesome event. St. John's Rugby, it does well every year, and it's, you know, there's always food, drinks, and other entertainment at the school.
Amazing. So that is on the school's rugby fest, something to do over the Easter weekend in particular. We're talking to Alistair Anderson. He's our regular cultural correspondent. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, talking as we do from time to time with our cultural correspondent, Alistair Anderson. Now, just before the break, Alistair, you were telling us about things that you could do outdoors for the Easter weekend, namely the Schools Festival, but also indoors. There is a new series on Mnet on Thursdays called White Lies. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is quite exciting. They recently filmed this in Cape Town, in all the swanky parts of it. So it's actually set in Bishop's Court. It's like a crime drama, and it's created by Sean Steinberg. The screenplay is by, you know, columnist Daryl Bristow Brody, and then it's directed by John Trengrove, among others. So quite a stellar production team around it. It's, you know, South African who's. And then a big selling point is that it's got Natalie Dormer, who was in Game of Thrones, who's actually in the show. And the whole thing is that she stars as an investigative journalist who's at loggerheads with a veteran detective played by Brendan Daniels, after a strange brother is murdered in his luxury home with his teenage children, the prime suspects of the crime. And apparently, there have been quite a few interviews with her, and she actually explained that some of her family moved from the UK to South Africa back in the 90s, and that she'd actually been here on holiday a few times. So she really wanted to come back, and, you know, now that she's like an A-list actress, you know, star in something like this. And I think it's a bit of fun, you know, and just to see like Bishop's Court and the like on screen is always cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is often interesting to see when they use internationals in local productions, to see how that comes off. Sometimes it can work. Sometimes it can be absolutely disastrous. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I famously remember the what was it called? Escape from Pretoria or something with the
oh yeah, that was shocking.
Yeah, what was the guy from Harry Potter? And I think he really tried. It just didn't work at all.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, Radcliffe, that's right.
The South African accent. It's amazing how much work some of these actors put in. I remember I watched an interview with Matt Damon on his film role over the weekend, actually, and he spoke about how in For Invictus, he took 6 months to learn Francois Pinault's accent. And I don't think he does a bad job, but you can still kind of hear that he's kind of American. So,
well, it will be interesting to see where we go with that. Some festivals coming up as well. Misty Water in Secunda at the end of April. What is the Misty Water Festival?
So Misty Waters is it's a music festival that happens around the 27th, 28th of April. So it's that weekend around, but just after Freedom Day. And it's a 3-day music festival starting on the 27th. It takes place at a place called Lake Umuzi, which is there in Secunda. So that's kind of like I suppose it's a holiday resort. There's all different kind of camping options, and it's a nice event. If you like South African rock and other kind of pop artists, a lot of the money goes to animal rescue societies around the area. And I mean, I can tell you that, you know, this year they've got the likes of Albert Frost playing, Dan Patlansky is coming to play again. Spuchholz is probably one of the big artists that, you know, they always pull a crowd. The Black Cat Bones are playing with their new singer Gareth Wilson, Tidal Waves, Native Young, Flaskus, so it's quite a mix. Fuzzy Dish even, Painted Flowers is another one, of alternative rock and just interesting bands that you maybe haven't ever heard of before. And it's a nice festival to get to quite quickly, because as you know, Secunda is not that far out of Joburg, so it can be quite convenient.
Very, very interesting. And actually, on the topic of things to do over the weekend, I noticed that Victoria Yards was voted somewhere as being one of the top sort of markets actually in the world, and market areas, the way it's put together. And these are interesting places and sort of established places in Joburg that you can visit, you know, pretty much any time, although I think Victoria Yards is the first Sunday of every month. Which would be this weekend coming up, I think. But there are in places in Joburg, actually just places that you can go all the time that you don't require, doesn't require a festival and an event to actually just go and visit.
Yeah, look, Victoria Yards is a very cool development. I think it opened a good 5-ish years ago now. And it's always busy. You know, it's right there where Nando's head office is, so it's out in the Rensfall, and it just you know, it's added like a whole kind of element of fun to that area. I know that on their first Sundays they have art battles, which are always fun to watch, you know, where people are basically given a short period of time to quickly draw something, and then it keeps continuing until they have like the final. So that's like a nice fest, you know, a nice market to go to. We still have things like the Prison Break Market, which is more four-ways, where we've got Linden Market every quarter. So the markets are good, and I can tell you that Greymont out and near Rissaport Park, sort of Northlip, is also starting a monthly market. So I think South Africans are realizing that we do have nice weather here. We do need to get out and enjoy that, and that's why we can use the space for markets. It's also why you find that concert space places at places like Imarensha Dam, because they're just naturally nice areas. And then forget there's, you know, Kirstenbosch's brilliance in Cape Town, and you've also got the Walter Sisulu Gardens in Joburg. So, you know, we should use our space while we kind of have access to it.
Absolutely. Well, Alistair Anderson, our regular cultural correspondent, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM and giving us an update about what's going out there.
Thanks so much, Benji, and have a great week and a good break this weekend.
Thank you so much. Alistair Anderson there. He is our cultural correspondent and giving us some interesting things that you can do if you are wanting to actually just chill out a bit in the coming week with the coming public holidays and whatnot that are going to be occurring.